Hey there, welcome back. Think carefully before you answer this, but have you ever had to make a really difficult decision? One that promised to change your life forever? Let's see how he dealt with his. Who hasn't heard this song? Manfred Mann's Earth Band popularized Bruce Springsteen's lyrics in 1976. If you work your way through Springsteen's masterful allusions and cryptic references, well, it come down to this: the invincibility of youth and the hopeful perspective that anything is possible. Anything. This week's episode, The Light. Tommy Bradley was born blind. The doctors couldn't explain it, but deep in the tangled coils of his DNA, something went wrong. Tommy Bradley would never know the visual experiences of so-called sighted people. Many of us who are genetically fortunate and have our corneas, retinas, and optic nerves intact take our vision for granted, you know, like it's owed to us. But Tommy took his gift for granted. With the help of the Sisters of Charity and generous support of the local Kiwanis Club, Tommy's mother was able to enroll him in a school for the visually impaired. Tommy scoffed at that term. Visually impaired? He never thought of himself as being impaired by anything. And most certainly, not his vision. I see things that people with light-oriented vision never see, Tommy smiled when he tried to explain it to his teachers. Some of them understood, but most didn't. It would be his fifth grade music teacher, Mr. Johnson, who discovered Thomas's gift. Under his guidance and tender tutelage, Thomas learned to play classical piano. After he graduated from high school, Thomas received a full scholarship from Juilliard, one of the most prestigious music schools in the world. Today, Thomas tours the world playing all the great concert halls from Berlin to Boston, astounding audiences around the globe with his virtuosic skills, his soulful expression, and heart-rending execution, bringing tears from every patron, from poets to pipe fitters. As he went through his daily routines, Thomas learned to accommodate the light-oriented world. Well, tolerate might be a more apt description. For you see, it was when he withdrew into his world, a world awash in the beauty and harmony of his music, that Thomas found his purpose, his peace. So it was with reluctant obedience that he capitulated and agreed with his perpetually hopeful mother to have his sight evaluated. Are you sure it will be successful? Thomas asked when the examination was finished. Dr. Jackson Kincaid, the ophthalmology department's head at Johns Hopkins, leaned forward and replied, Thomas, I can assure you that within hours of your surgery, for the very first time in your life, you will have vision. Everything will be revealed to you in ways that you can't even imagine. Busy city streets. Crowds of people rushing everywhere. And sports stadiums swarming with fans. And movies. Well, you can see television even. And music, Thomas, music. Rock concerts even. Yeah. After Dr. Kincaid told Thomas about all the wonders waiting out there for him to see, Thomas just sat on the examination table, his blank stare unfocused as he looked off, thinking about what Dr. Kincaid said. Things he couldn't even imagine? He lowered his head and put his hands over his face, then reflected on his world, his vision, how his music danced in his head with the beauty and raw emotion created by the composers. He smiled when he envisioned the faces of the audience. Tears, joy. Oh, that intimate beauty, so alive in his world. So Thomas, shall I put your name on the waiting list for my next corneal implant? Dr. Kincaid curtly interrupted. He, after all, was a busy man, and patience was not one of his virtues. Thomas raised his head and reached out, wanting to hold his mother's hand. Then, slowly, he began to speak. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Kincaid. When Thomas heard his mother's heavy breathing, it gave him pause. He weighed his next words carefully, the words that would forever change his life. Dr. Kincaid, perhaps you can offer them to someone who wants them.